What does freedom cost America? The price has been our sons and our daughters, our uncles and our aunts, our grandpas and our grandmas, our cousins, perhaps our moms and our dads, those that were willing to take a brave stand against tyrants who didn't want to obey the laws that God had given to keep peace on this earth. Think, for example, of Hitler in the 1940s when he rose to power and committed heinous atrocities against his own countrymen and surrounding nations. Armed forces all over the world had to stand up and fight for the freedom of mankind. The awful price of freedom was beyond anyone's imagination. Millions and millions and millions of people died in World War II because of a wicked tyrant named Adolf Hitler and his wicked regime. That was 2.5% of the world's population that was eradicated. Did you know that on D-Day in 1944, 150,000 men left their ships on Utah Beach? They boarded flat-bottom boats made by Andrew Higgins of Louisiana, and severe winds and vicious seas blew those boats as much as 2 miles off of course. When the troops arrived on the beach, their battle plans were totally obsolete because the military objective they were trained to take wasn't there. Amphibious tanks were supposed to land first on Omaha Beach and then our troops go behind those tanks and then take the cliffs. The vast majority of those tanks sank in the English Channel, drowning the entirety of their crew before they even fired a shot. Most of their air support, the invading forces were told, would soften the landing areas, did more damage to cow pastures than they did to the Germans. In fact, it killed many U.S. troopers who landed the night before. And why is that? Because when the bombers came over it, it was overcast, and the bombarders waited just a few seconds too late to drop their bombs on the Germans. Trying to be cautious, they landed in cow pastures, and behind the lines of our own paratroopers, they were killed by friendly fire. General Rommel, the Desert Fox, built dams and flooded the fields. The paratroopers landed in 4 to 6 feet of water. Many drowned because they were weighted down with 200 pounds of weapons to fight behind the enemy lines. The paratroopers who landed were miles off their course and miles off their target. They were kept from shooting each other because they had the child's toy called the cricket clicker, so that they could identify one with another. Some paratroopers had their planes explode into balls of fire in midair. Planes full of America's finest paratroopers died in a blazing inferno before they were even privileged to fire a shot. Some paratroopers were dropped right on top of German-occupied cities and were machine-gunned to death before they even hit the ground. Those who came ashore on flat-bottom boats were mercilessly machine-gunned together. When the tank door went down on many of the boats, machine gun fire raked those boats and every man was slaughtered before they even got into the water, much less the beach. Had Americans today known the price of their freedom, our posterity would be building rather than tearing down, honoring instead of dishonoring our heritage. As a matter of fact, our prison systems would be empty and crime would nowhere be tolerated. One thing we see through the American media, for example, practically every day of the week, no mention of the price paid for our freedoms, yet politics are being played out as if it's a game, and immorality is being spewed forth as to only destroy our foundations. Murder is the norm, and they say, if it bleeds, it leads. Look at a child. You see how he's so sensitive, even when he cuts his finger, he sees the blood and cringes at such a fearful sight. A child understands the value of life, and yet the media in America sells death for the ratings of the week? Look, America, at how you've been desensitized. If we go back and look at the price paid for our freedoms, we would understand that it was somebody's son, somebody's daddy, somebody's mommy, grandpa, aunt, or maybe perhaps somebody's uncle. Someone had to shed their blood for our freedoms. The media doesn't show you the price of these young people that are dying in foreign wars today. Let's go back 235 years to understand the price that our signers...
BBS Radio,
www.thepriceoffreedom.com.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just want to let you know, folks, just having some issues with OBS. Nothing more, nothing less. Had to reset it. Okay, I'm good. Thanks, guys. With that, friends, I want to get over to the main topic because I got a lot to cover in a very short amount of time. And I'll tell you what, you get. I do have to tell you. When you're dealing with all of this stuff, I mean, if I could show you what I see right now, if I was just to be initiated into doing what I'm doing right now, there's no way a guy could just jump in and this is his first day and he's going to do this screen and those tabs and this screen and the OBS and following the clock and then going along with the backbone and then on top of it, my content. And then on top of that, the tabs on top for more content. So anyways, it is what it is. It's been a day, let me tell you already. I did not know it was Veterans Day until this morning because I was going to get up and do what I usually do, running around taking care of business. And then I was told that everything shut down because it's Veterans Day. Folks, I'm telling you what, the days and the weeks and the months and the years are starting to bleed into each other. That's how on top of what we are concerning the game in which we are walking out and the life that we are living today and this on so many fronts. But listen, again, I just want to highlight the fact that we're here to salute the veterans, those that paid the ultimate price to give us the freedoms in the natural. 1 Corinthians 2:14, I want to make clear as to what I'm going to be talking about is a natural example, and it's one that we've all lived because we are on this earth for a short period of time before we meet our Maker. And it's my way of saying thank you to all of the veterans that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants in third world countries. And in taking that in the natural and then bringing it and transitioning it into a spiritual lesson, I am by no means putting man in the place of Christ in any sense of the word, not even close, not doing that in any sense of the word. And I want to make clear that what we're talking about is, yes, we salute the veterans. But more than that, we salute the captain of our salvation, the man of war, the Son of God. His name is Jesus Christ, who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who paid the ultimate price for our redemption. Now, with that said, I do want to cover some things here. If you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page. If you want to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Also, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. It's going to be a day of downloads, but if you want to call in and insert or interpose concerning our conversation, and you want to throw something on the table for us, pro or con, it matters not, Jude 3 and 4, do give us a call. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Folks, today is Veterans Day. I got to tell you, a lot of questions. I want to stay on topic, but there's a lot of things that I want to cover. And I have a lot of questions concerning the wars. I've always had a lot of questions concerning the wars, and I could never really put my finger on it. And I'm saying that for the very reason that when you look at the wars that are fought today, you know, in the Bible it talks about the Lord's wars, and then it also talks about man's wars. And when you see what's going on here, like for example, let me put it in contrast for you. Today, the politicians would have your sons go fight their unconstitutional wars so that they can bleed for profits. This is a fact. When you look at our forefathers, you can see the righteousness of the war in throwing off the king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. Why? And how could I identify the righteousness of that war? Because those that were the ones that were standing up and leading the way and following the Christ were the first ones to go to war. Today, the politicians send your kids. And there is how you make distinction as to man's wars and the Lord's wars. If it's a worthy war, then you know what? You stand up and lead the way and we'll follow. What we see today, we have 737 military bases in over 142 countries. And it's pretty crazy because we do not have the constitutional authority to police the world. But it's interesting when you take it to quotes like that of Henry Kissinger, who said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as political pawns. And the fact of the matter is when you hear stuff like that, you got to throw flags up all over everything that goes on concerning what's falling from the top to the bottom in Washington, D.C. and throughout the states. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because I read the book. It's called, it's by Smedley Butler, highest decorated Marine in the history of our country. And what's interesting is Major General Smedley Butler said, he said, I served in all commissioned ranks from second lieutenant to major general. And during that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer for capitalism. He said, I suspected I was a part of the racket all of the time. Now I'm absolutely sure of it, is what he said. You know, and when you begin to see that and you begin to hear that, I read his book, War is a Racket. It's absolutely true. And I'm looking for another quote right now, and I'm just wondering if Google has basically censored all of the other information that's so pertinent to what needs to be brought forth here today. And I'm seeing that in many cases, that's exactly right. Much of it is been expunged. They're removing the content, friends. They don't want you to see the price paid. They don't want you to see what the modern day wars are all about. Again, when Smedley Butler said war is a racket, he said it's always been a racket. It's possibly the oldest, the easiest, the most profitable, and the surely the most vicious. It is one of the international in scope. It is the only one in which these profits are record in dollars, or I'm sorry, reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. It's when you think about the atrocities committed by politicians today, and it's not just the politicians, it's the corporations. And what it was really all about, many of these wars. I'm doing live radio right now, and I want to pull up another quote here. And I'm going to see if I can't get this quote in the meantime, because for some reason or another, something's not pulling up here, and I might have to go to Bing. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hey guys, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, sorry about that. I'm trying to track, and I'm trying to get caught up in thought concerning the computer's going down here, and I'm not going to spend time on that, but I am letting you know that I'm just trying to get caught up in thought concerning what it was that I wanted to cover today, because I spent about 2 to 3 hours just going over what we are, in fact, talking about. Since we've been a country, we've been at war for 222 years. Did you know that? 250 years, we've been at war 222 years. You know how you put a stop to the unconstitutional wars? When the politicians create a war, tell them they're going first. And folks, I mean what I'm saying. Why am I saying that? If you've ever taken the time to read Smedley Butler's War is a Racket, you'll understand perfectly. And again, you put that up to the likes of Henry Kissinger, who sits, that war criminal, who's now in hell where he belongs, who sits next to every president, including Donald Trump. He's the guy that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. He called your boys stupid animals. You want me to go back before that? Making distinction between man's wars and the Lord's wars? Well, look to our forefathers and look what you see in the modern day. That'll give you a pretty good idea, because today they call on your boys to go bleed for their prophets. As in the days of inception concerning the beginning of this country, our forefathers leading up a righteous war were the first ones to go. They didn't expect anybody else to do for them what it was that they were unwilling to do for themselves. What a different heart, in fact. But I want to go back to Smedley Butler, and I want you to listen carefully.
because we're going to go back to World War II, and I'm going to cover a couple things because there's some things here. As we are saluting our veterans, praise God for every single one of them. Nobody honors our veterans more than this ministry. But I do got to tell you, there's a lot of things that I observe that bother me when it comes to, let's go back to World War II. We'll get to that in just a moment. Smedley Butler, again, the author of War is a Racket, a major general, highest decorated Marine in the history of America, okay? He said, beautiful ideals were painted for our boys who were sent out to die. Oh, I want to rewind just a little bit. I want you to contemplate the idea that Franklin Roosevelt said that our boys would never step foot on foreign soil. World War II cost America 405,399 men. There was not a household in America that did not feel loss concerning World War II. They call it the greatest generation of heroes indeed, no doubt. But let's listen to Smedley again. He said, beautiful ideas were painted for our boys who were set, they were sent out to die. This was the war to end wars, they were told during World War II. This was the war to make the world safe for democracy, he said. Smedley said no one told them, our boys, that dollars and cents were the real reason. No one mentioned to them as they marched away that their going and their dying would mean huge profits and huge war profits for corporations here in America. No one told these American soldiers that they might be shot down by bullets made by their own brothers here in America. No one told them that the ships on which they were going to cross might be torpedoed by submarines built with United States patents. They were just told it was to be a glorious adventure. Thus, having stuffed patriotism down their throats, it was decided to make them help pay for their own war, too. So we gave them, said Smedley Butler, the large salary of $30 a month. All that they had to do for this, munificent is what he said, sum, was to leave their dear ones behind, give up their jobs, lie in swampy trenches, eat canned willy when they could get it, and kill and kill and kill and be killed. Author of War is a Racket. When I started to drink in this information, because I always suspected with war, especially in reading the Word of God and seeing that there was a difference between the Lord's wars and man's wars, I instantly understood. I totally did. Did you know how many millionaires were made after World War II? You ready for this? Over 21,000 millionaires were created during World War II. So men back at home were profiting off of the blood of their own sons that were fighting against Adolf Hitler. Outside of that, I mean, we don't need to go into the Bush's connection with Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich, where Prescott Bush was illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. You all know that already. And then we've seen a replay after September 11, 2001 of exactly what Adolf Hitler did. And the reason he did that was to incite his people to go attack his political opposition. This is a fact. It's exactly what we did in September of 2001 as well. The difference was as we attacked an innocent nation. George Bush and that regime were responsible for attacking a nation that had absolutely nothing to do with the two towers falling in New York City. I played the videos by General Wesley Clark, who said back then that after the two towers fell, they did not know who to attack. A high-ranking general, just so you know who he is, cross-check everything I'm telling you. He said they didn't know who to attack. And then when Iraq came up a couple days later, only to find out that George Bush's daddy, right, George Bush Sr., the one that called for a new world order, the one that said, out of chaos, can we create a new world order, over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. You all remember this? They said they were going to attack Iraq. Did you know, Americans, that Rumsfeld and the CIA set up Saddam Hussein for the fall when they didn't need him anymore? And guess what? General Wesley Clark said after the two towers fell in New York, we would have never, ever in a million years, he said, in essence, he said, we'd have no military presence in Iraq whatsoever if they did not have natural resource. Cheney made over $34.5 billion off attacking that innocent nation. Y'all with me? That's an unjust war. Oh, and you can rest assured there's going to be recompense for that. Read Galatians 6:7. Why am I saying this? Because we need to make distinction. We need to make distinction between what is a just war and an unjust war. And quit taking it for what they say. And who are they? The mainstream media, the useful idiots, and the corrupt politicians that cast into our mind to try to set judgment in our minds as to who the bad guys are and to who the good guys are. Ben Franklin warned us of this, by the way. But yet the American people allow it. And then that they feel honor by sending their children to go fight an unjust war. You remember Pat Tillman? Yeah, Pat Tillman was sent over to Iraq too, if you've not seen the documentary. He was sent over into Iraq, and then after he went over there a couple times, he started realizing what the war was about. And then all of a sudden, friendly fire, say they, killed Pat Tillman. No, he had a voice to bring down the war. And he was also a calling card for that war, wasn't he? Anybody knows about Pat Tillman, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. You want to talk about corruption in your government that stinks to high heaven? Oh my goodness. Watch the documentary on Pat Tillman. Same thing with Extortion 17. We're friends with them. We know that Jason Chaffetz and others in Congress that are sold to you as the good guys were actually doing everything to sabotage the investigation into Extortion 17. You guys remember Operation Red Wing? Oh, folks, that was a compromised op from start A to Z. Just go ahead and ask them. They'll tell you. That was the lone survivor. If you haven't seen that, pull the curtain back and understand what these things are about, friends. They're spending the blood of your boys for political gain. It's exactly what they're doing. Now, I know that I want to spend the show, and I'm going to spend the show, saluting our veterans. And it doesn't take a salute away from those that died in Operation Red Wing, or in Iraq, or in Afghanistan. By the way, Afghanistan was nothing more than using our military in a drug operation to protect drugs. Just so you know. Remember that? That war was only going to last for six months. You remember that? Yeah, and how far did you allow them to extend it out, Americans? Because, see, they can only do what you allow them to do. And yet they did above and beyond what they could constitutionally do when they initiated the war in the first place. But again, the list goes on. Vietnam, $2 trillion. John F. Kennedy's assassinated. Johnson reverses the orders 2 days later. Only to find out that during the Tonkin Bay attack, that it wasn't the Vietnamese attacking us, it was us attacking them to provoke them to war. And they did. How many times do the American people need to be lied to before they understand what it's all about? Are you tired of it? I am too. We're going to come right back. We salute the veterans. And by the way, the veterans that did your job, and we love you. That's why you did your... Now it's our turn. We'll be right back.
BBSRadio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to get to the reason why we salute the boys, and I want to get to some of the details. I wish we had 2 hours today. By the way, I do want to say thank you for all of you joining us for church. We had about 3,000 people at church on Sunday, and we totally appreciate that. But I also want to remind everybody that, listen, we're being spent here 7 days a week. I'd also ask that you would consider keeping us out there by becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. In the process of doing so, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to book us now for November, December, and or January, now is the time to do that. And we just got done doing an event last Saturday at the Capitol in Minnesota, and now we're wide open again. We did a bunch of events in Indiana, a couple in Minnesota, one in South Dakota. That was over the last couple months, and we are booking out again for what's up and coming. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I want you to see this. Go look up on social media platforms, if you would. I see it's unimportant to people. If I was talking about Donald Trump or I was blowing his horn, I'll tell you what, I would have 1,000 people on there instantaneously. But because I'm showing people the price paid for their freedoms, they have no interest in that. See, the young people want to hear this because when they see the price paid for their freedoms, that's what brings about resolve to the issues that we have. They're going to stand up for the same things that those that have sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms that we have today. They're going to stand up the same way that they did, regardless if it's enemies found in a foreign land or domestically. See, the older generation, what they have done, friends, in essence, is they've given themselves over to go ahead and allow tyrants to occupy office in their own backyards in America today. The very tyrants and the very source that our forefathers, namely in World War II, fought against. How does that work? Oh my goodness. But again, that's where America is at today. They have no understanding of the price paid for their freedoms, and therefore they treat it as such. They go ahead and they let corrupt politicians desecrate and put underfoot the blood that was shed to give them the freedoms that they have. Wow. Okay. But that's where we're at. Let's go over to World War II really quick. If you look at this, so what you have is you have Utah Beach, you have Omaha Beach, you have Gold Beach, Juneau Beach, and Sword Beach. Okay. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this particular part of the world. And it's in the France area over in Europe, right? And what's interesting to note, friends, is when the boys were dropped off in these boats, these Higgins boats, they would literally get off the boat if they could, if that is, if they weren't raked down. And in the process of doing so, they'd get up to the beach, and then they had to cross a couple hundred yards of open beach. Well, the Germans were already waiting for them. I want you to contemplate this with me. They were already waiting for them. Okay? They already had them zeroed in. And then what would have to happen is the soldier, once he got across the couple hundred yards of open beach, if he was fortunate enough to make it to the wall, that's exactly what he'd find himself up against. A big, high cliff that he would then have to climb up to, where Germans were on the top shooting down at them so they couldn't get up. Can somebody please help me understand this? And I didn't think about this until many years later. Why would our government take our boys, drop them off in five different areas at Utah Beach, at Omaha Beach, at Gold Beach, at Juneau Beach, and Sword Beach as an open prey? Can somebody help me with that? I called my military friends in the Marines, higher ups. And I asked my friend, who's also just happened to be a captain of police in a certain part of California, because he was stationed in Pendleton. I said to him, I said, hey, guy, can you do me a favor? And he said, what's this? This was probably about 9 months ago. I said, you know what really bothers me? He said, what's that? I said, what took place on D-Day? I understand the 101st Airborne being dropped in. That's how you want to take them. That made sense. Was it risky? Oh, absolutely it was risky. But when you look at the guys that were being dropped off on those Higgins boats, on those beaches, what, how many of them guys were even killed when those metal doors were dropped down? Many of them didn't even get off the boat. Many of them didn't even get to the beach because they were so weighed down by their military equipment that they ended up drowning before they even got to the beach. If they were lucky enough to get to the beach, then they were shot at from every other direction from the Germans that were sitting there waiting for them to shoot them down like it was a turkey shoot. No joke. I said, can you explain to me why our government would do that? A military man of 20 years. Bradley, I can't tell you why they would do that. I can't tell you why they would do that. Hey, Americans, I want to put this in scope for you. Do you know how many times I've been across the country and I've seen those old homes from the 40s? You know, they got the little porch in the front where you can see dad and mom sitting on the rocking chairs, having a conversation at night after a hard day's work. You know, a little two-bedroom home, a kitchen, and a little living room. You know those little houses? You know what I'm talking about, right? You still see them around every once in a while. You know how many times I've seen those houses, and I've often thought to myself, how many of those dads and how many of those mothers received the Western Union message that told them, and it was reported to them by this government, that told them that their son was killed in battle? One woman lost all five of her boys. How many of those boys were set up for the fall on D-Day? You guys ever seen the HBO documentary, Band of Brothers? Well, we talked with Bill Garnier. I talked to Shifty, the sharpshooter. We actually went over to Herb Surris Health in Minnesota before he died. I spent a lot of time with those guys. I've watched that documentary 30 times in my life. We watch it every year because I want my kids to see the price paid. You know what I didn't see on those battlefields? You know what I didn't see at Utah Beach? You know what I didn't see at Omaha Beach or Gold Beach or Juneau Beach or Sword Beach? Any of the politicians that were the ones that were directing our boys to go to the beach in the first place. Anybody got a problem with that? Me too. Going back to the conversation, when you look at these five beaches, friends, you tell me how it made sense to drop our boys off to be shot down, who had zero to little chance of making it across to apprehend those German gunners. You tell me how any of that made sense. Because I have a military friend. Oh, by the way, he trained Navy SEALs in San Diego as well. I don't know, Bradley. I don't know why they would have done something like that. I don't know why they would have dropped our boys off there. Now, let's go ahead and ponder this, okay? Because I salute every one of them. Every single one of them. I admire them. Do you know that a lot of those boys, by the way, now that we're talking about that, this just comes to my mind. Do you know that a lot of those boys lied about their age to get into the military, to serve their country, to serve their people? What kind of a people or a mindset would take advantage of a man like that? Do you know that many of them, 16, 17, 18 years old, do you know that they got killed, many of them? And they never had an opportunity. They're buried over in France. They never had an opportunity to have a family. They never had an opportunity to come back home. Do you know that a lot of those boys never have been given an opportunity to do the things that me and you have done? Can I just say this real quick? What are you doing with that freedom that's been given unto you at such a high cost? What are you doing for that freedom? I think about that quite a bit. It's one of the things that I show my kids constantly when we're in D.C. We stop at Arlington Cemetery because we want them to see the price paid for their freedoms. And we give them understanding to make distinction between a righteous war and an unrighteous war. And you know what the irony is, folks, is the corrupt, traitorous, fraternizing devils that occupy government across the river from the Potomac, and there the boys are buried. But on the other side, that's where they're making all the money and profiting off of the blood of their sacrifice. Hey, folks, what does freedom cost America? The price has been our sons, our uncles, our grandpas, our cousins, our dads. In other words, those that were willing to take a brave stand against tyranny, namely in this case, Adolf Hitler, right? And the Adolf Hitlers of the world, just like what we see all over those in the United States who occupy the halls of government today, who don't want to obey the laws that God has put in place so we can have peace on this earth. I want you to think for an example of Hitler in the 1940s when he rose to power and committed heinous atrocities against his own countrymen and surrounding nations. Armed forces from all over the world had to stand up and fight for their freedom against this tyrant. The awful price of freedom was beyond anyone's imagination. Contemplate. Millions and millions and millions of people died in World War II because of a wicked tyrant named Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. That was 2.5% of the world's population that was eradicated. Just think if the 80 million people in Germany would have dealt with Adolf Hitler the first time he violated that republic. Just think if the people would have did their job and dealt with him when the first unconstitutional order came down. Just think about that. How many people would have been spared if they would have obeyed? Did you know that on D-Day in 1944, 150,000 men left their ships on Utah Beach? And I'm going to get to this in just a moment because, again, I'm going to go into detail so you can understand why it is that we are saluting our boys who paid the ultimate price to give us the freedoms that we have today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-281-845-4704. I'm getting it now. 281-845-4704. We're saluting our veterans, and I'm going into detail to show you the best that I can by the anointing, Isaiah 10:27, that breaks the yoke of bondage, so that you might have an understanding as the price paid for our freedoms in the natural, and then going to the cross and looking at the Christ who bled Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of the world. Read 1 John 2:2 when you get a moment. 1 John 2:2. I want to go on here because we're talking about World War II, and I want to go back to D-Day really quick. Matter of fact, on D-Day in 1944, June 6th, yeah, I forgot about that, and I shouldn't have. 150,000 men left their ships on Utah Beach. They boarded flat-bottom boats made by Andrew Higgins of Louisiana. Severe winds and vicious seas blew those boats as much as 2 miles off of course. And when the troops arrived on the beach, their battle plans were totally obsolete because the military objective that they were trained to take wasn't even there anymore. Amphibious tanks were used, and they were supposed to land first on Omaha Beach, and then our troops were to go behind those tanks and then take the cliffs How did that make sense, folks? But then they were sent to take the cliffs, and the vast majority of those tanks sank in the English Channel, drowning the entirety of their crew before they even fired off a shot. I want you to think about this. Most of their air support, again, most of their air support, the invading forces were told would soften the landing areas. They did more damage to cow pastures than they did to the Germans. In fact, it killed many of the U.S. troopers who landed the night before. And why was that? Because when the bombers came over, it was overcast, and the bombardiers waited just a few seconds too late to drop their bombs on the Germans, trying to be cautious. They landed in cow pastures, and behind the lines of their own paratroopers, they were killed by friendly fire, by their own people. General Rommel, they call him the Desert Fox. What he did is he built dams and flooded the fields. The paratroopers landed in 4 to 6 feet of water. Many again were drowned because they were weighted down with 200 pounds of weapons to fight behind the enemy lines. The paratroopers who landed were miles off their course and miles off their target. They were kept from shooting each other because they had the little child's toy called the cricket clicker. This so that they could identify one another before pulling the trigger. Some paratroopers even had their planes explode in balls of fire in the midair. Planes full of America's planes full of America's finest paratroopers died in a blazing inferno before they were even privileged to fire a shot. Some paratroopers were dropped right on top of German occupied cities and were machine gunned to death before they even hit the ground. Those who came ashore on flat-bottom boats were mercilessly machine-gunned together when the tank door went down, and many on the boats, because of the machine-gun fire that raked those boats, slaughtered every man before they even got into the water, much less the beach. See, if Americans today knew the price of their freedom, our posterity would be building rather than tearing down, honoring instead of dishonoring our heritage. And as a matter of fact, our prison systems would be empty and crime would be nowhere to be found. Why? Because we would have zero tolerance for those that would violate the moral law of God, Exodus 20. One thing we see through the American media today, once again, practically every day of the week, there's no mention of the price paid for our freedoms. Of course not. Yet politics are being played out as if it's a game, and immorality is being sped forth as to only and spread forth, might I add, to only destroy our foundations. Murder is the norm, and they say if it bleeds, it leads. And instead of upholding the laws that the Lord gave, they teach men to go ahead and pull them down and transgress them. I want you to contemplate this for a moment. If you want to know why a child is the model of heaven, just think. If you look at a child, you see how he's so sensitive? Even when he cuts his little finger or her little finger, see what they do is they see the blood and they cringe at such a fearful sight. Why? Because in their innocence, a child understands the value of life, and yet the media in America sells death for the ratings of the week. If we would just merely go back and look at the price paid for our freedoms, we would understand again that it was somebody's son. Somebody's daddy, somebody's grandpa, somebody's uncle. Someone had to shed their blood for our freedoms. Furthermore, the media doesn't show you the price of these young people that are dying in foreign wars today. No, as a matter of fact, under George W. Bush, for those that didn't know, they made it illegal for journalists to take pictures showing the American people the casualties that were coming back from overseas. Did you know that? Why wouldn't they want you to see that, friends? Because they don't want you to stop them from making profits off the blood of the fallen that are coming back home. If we go back 235 years to understand the price paid for from our signers, namely the signers of the Declaration of Independence, those that were a part of creating the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, we then would see a high price that they themselves paid for our freedoms as well. As a matter of fact, 5 signers were captured by the British as traitors. They were called terrorists. P.S. They were called terrorists by the tyrant King George. Many of them were tortured before they even died. 12 of them had their homes ransacked and burned so we could again have our freedoms. Two lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army, and another had two sons captured so we can again have our freedoms. Why do you fight, Bradley? This is why. 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. So again, friends, we could have the freedom to do the right thing in which we have today. Because the good news is we still have the freedom to do the right thing in the face of all of the opposition coming from the tyrants who are attacking us. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste for more than a year. He lived in forests and caves, and returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished just a few days later. One of your Declaration signers died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Lewis Morris and Philip Livingston suffered similar fates. Again, folks, I can say it until I'm blue in the face. We all need to understand that freedom is not free. Freedom was given to us to do what we ought to do, not given unto us to do what we want to do. 116,516 Americans fought, bled, and died fighting against a tyrant during World War I. Have you read the Declaration of Independence? World War II, 405,399 Americans bled the battlefields red with their blood to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. Do you know what the Constitution says? I hope so, because that's a sign of gratitude. Korea, 36,574 men bled the battlefield red with their blood to ensure that you uphold your Bill of Rights. Matter of fact, if you go back to none other than Smedley Butler, that was one of the very things that he said that we should all do. There are only two things we should fight for, said Smedley. One is the defense of our homes and the others is the Bill of Rights. Going on, Vietnam, 58,209 men bled the battlefield red with their blood so that we could have our liberty, say they. My cousin died in that war. Keep in mind our veterans died magnifying the laws against tyrants. The very tyrants that are now in the halls of American government attacking you domestically. You had in Iraq and you had in Afghanistan over 8,000 men that fought, bled, and died. For what? That's as of December of 2012. Well, in their minds and in their hearts, they believed that they were supporting our country. They believe that they were doing the right thing. For that, we salute them. For every one of them that did the right thing and believed that they were doing the right thing, we salute them. Now, those that call themselves Christians, look at the cross. Look at how much God hated sin. And look at how much God loved man. That he was willing to take his own son to be the sacrifice, the propitiation, the appeasement for our offenses towards him as the one to appease his wrath. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, he bled Calvary, red with his blood, to wash us from our sins, to do what? To redeem us and to reconcile us back unto himself through the cross of Jesus Christ. What are you doing with that spiritual freedom? 2 Corinthians 3:17. I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm seeking the face of God. I'm making people aware of what's going on because the life that we have on this earth is but a short time. The Bible tells us that we're to redeem the time for the days are evil. That means make the most of our time. Why? Because it also tells us that life is but a vapor. That means it comes and goes just like that. Let me ask you, what are you doing, friends, with the dash between the time that you were born and the time that you're going to go? All of you veterans, we salute you. We thank you. You did your part. Now it's time for us to do ours. And the way to say thank you is by living for what you died for. See ya.